Church bells rang out today across France to honor the victims of a gruesome knife attack in the coastal city of Nice that has left three people dead. Authorities are investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Paris. And Eleanor, this early morning attack happened at the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. What more do we know?
Yes, a man entered the church about 9 a.m. And attacked three people with a knife. One of them was a woman, an elderly woman, who was praying, and her throat was slit. He attacked another man and then another woman. She ran out but then died of her injuries soon after. So three people were killed and several were injured. He has been injured maybe with a scuffle with police, and he's in custody but alive.
Do we know if he was acting on his own?
We don't know right now. We don't know who he is. He apparently, French media is saying he had no identity papers on him, so it is not even, we don't know who he is.
Yeah, well, the context here is that this is the third knife attack in France since the Charlie Hebdo trial started last month. This is the trial related to the 2015 attack on the satirical magazine that had published caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. Do police believe that this recent violence in the last couple of weeks and today is connected to that trial?
They absolutely do. You know, when the trial began, Charlie Hebdo, that attack was 5 years ago, and it had sort of, not that people had forgotten, but no one was thinking about it anymore. But Charlie Hebdo republished the cartoons with the Prophet Muhammad. So the trial began, and a Pakistani man, angry about the cartoons, attacked two people standing on the sidewalk in front of the old bureau of Charlie Hebdo. That happened. And then it's related to what's happened since. A teacher was beheaded in a small town outside of Paris because he had used some of Charlie Hebdo's caricatures of the Prophet in his class on freedom of speech. And he was attacked by a young Chechen refugee who was said to be radicalized by his family and friends, and he was shot dead by police. So, yes, the French police believe it is absolutely linked, and France is on its highest terrorist alert right now. They've intercepted messages saying, you know, calling on people to carry out attacks, individual attacks like this against French people.
Yeah, well, meantime, this is happening as COVID-19 surges again in France and across all of Europe, really. You have strict new lockdown measures going into effect tomorrow night to try to slow that virus down. Tell me a little bit about that, and also just how on edge France must be right now with these dual crises moving forward.
Yeah, France is very much on edge. You know, this is a big weekend. It's All Saints Day, and it's a big holiday in France. And so, you know, churches were actually under more protection. They were, you know, police presence was being reinforced. So this happened despite that. And, you know, this is seen as an attack on freedom of religion. And the prime minister spoke in parliament today. He said, you know, I'm sorry for all of the Catholics of France. And, you know, France is a majority Catholic country. And yes, we have this lockdown going into effect. It goes into effect actually at midnight tonight, although President Macron said people would be allowed to get home from their All Saints vacation. It's a 2-week school break. I mean, it's a big deal. Mm. So, you know, they have the weekend to get home, but people are reeling. We thought we would wake up today with just the confinement on our minds, but all of a sudden there's this attack, and it's not just any common attack. It seems like a horrible beheading style attack related to the one just 2 weeks ago. So France is reeling right now.
Yeah. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Peter.